Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A great auctioneer, Mike, will open my debit card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. So if you're coming up and you're a dick, I'm like, I don't want to help you out. But if you're nice and you're fun.
But
and
you have to be. But you have to be aggressive.
But I am kind of a dick.
So you have to be aggressive, but in a way that is going to open the floor.
Yeah, I'm a dick, but I'm a fun dick.
Okay, well, then talk to us.
At any point, did you want to go to a fat person in the audience and say, how much you weigh, Tiny? Yeah. He had a wardrobe person line his suit coat with the same color that you use for green screen. And when he would do the weather, I believe it was Channel 2 in Baltimore, he would open his coat and they'd like project fish swimming in the lining of his coat. And he one time would get voicemails from people in Baltimore. How you do that with your coat? What happened to your coat?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, if I don't do this at the front of the show today, I'm going to forget about it. Because, you know, we did have our boy Rob's birthday weekend on weekend.
His birthday
is March 7th.
8th.
8th.
Mm-hmm.
And you celebrated. Did you do anything on the show when I was gone on Friday?
No, we did not.
Well, did you reference it at all?
Yes.
I know we don't celebrate like we used to.
It's a milestone birthday.
Gifts and all things.
Well, I mean, it was 49. I mean,
We
agreed that we would do stuff for milestone birthdays, so we'll do one next year for 50.
So next year will be a big deal. We will have to have a birthday tacular for your 50th.
Did we do anything for your 60th?
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably.
I was disappointment corner. I remember because you got nothing.
I didn't get anything. I remember that. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah,
really. I remember.
Didn't we send gifts to him though?
No, we did.
You guys always send. Yeah,
we sent him something
nice.
Something nice.
Yeah, really nice. But I was the disappointment. I hate to bring it up again. The disappointment was on the personal level.
From within.
Although it was a fabulous surprise party. That Carla threw for me at
As a rule, how do you feel about surprise parties?
It wasn't really a surprise. Well, the surprise, here it is. This is where I'm a monster. This is where I'm a terrible human being.
No.
I love this part.
The surprise was both my daughters being flown in.
That's excellent. You can't beat that.
And surprising me. And I remember getting really bad migraines back then. And I was in bed with a migraine headache and... that's how long ago it was. That's how much it meant to me. I was in bed, and Catherine came in and was just like, oh, hi. And I'm supposed, you know, it was tough with a migraine to kind of be functional.
Yeah, but you would have, this would have been like.
That was my gift.
With respect to your daughters.
Yes.
It would have been, I would say, at least a 10x return on their investment if they walked in both on each side holding a 82-inch Samsung.
Well, but you know what?
Or a Rolex.
There are financial realities at play here that aren't going to exist.
Yeah, but they live outside of your world sometimes. They have jobs. They can save.
If you...
they have credit.
Or let me ask you
this. Go into debt for Papa.
Yeah.
Because you have younger kids.
Right.
But are you blessed with... any kind of like significant gifts from your children?
Well, not from Robert this year. I got a text.
Your daughter's in college.
My daughter drew me a card, which means a lot to me because she's graphic artist.
That's fine. But then she did.
She went online and ordered me a fake plant that has a certain significance between us. It's a flower called an anthurium. And it's very hard to grow because it's a tropical flower. And if you get it locally, it dies. But we have a running joke about anthuriums. And she got me an artificial anthurium for my desk.
Well, it's that plastic. To me is a level of thoughtfulness.
Yes.
And
yes. I loved it. I loved
and
it.
And a financial reality gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mike's kids just got on a plane.
Yeah.
Did you, and this is where, because I, my daughters, you know, both from broken home.
Yes,
you
know, as I was.
It.
Yes.
You know, that's it. Did, okay, when you... being the kid of the broken home, Did you, prior to becoming a real grown-up, and I'm talking about through your 20s, did you gift your mother or father significant gifts during your, say, early 20s?
I know there was always cards, and I think there were gifts. Yeah. I think that, I mean, there were, the thing is that a significant gift when you're 22 is not huge because of the percentage of your income.
Right.
But yeah,
I just I think if there are parents out there,
I seem
that
to
have
recall
grown children, and when I say grown, say out of college age, that get like cool gifts, like kind of what you
like,
got,
like books, that's a win. Books or a bottle of booze for my old man or something like that. I think I did that. Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Well, that's good. That's thoughtful.
And if you have siblings, you can pool your money like my siblings do.
Right.
Well, see, that's cool, but I mean, I'm not, you know, it's just not, I'm not in that world.
Yeah.
I'm not in that world of.
So you and Kathy don't coordinate gifts, so it's like an offering or when they're your parents.
No, and
alive?
Kathy and I, like, Kathy gave me a book down in Florida recently when they were down here that I'm reading, I'm tearing through right now.
Nice.
Which both you guys would love. It's about the A-bomb and World War II, and it's so fantastic.
Oh, spoiler alert, we win.
I will tell you this, that it's like, if you. If you do what I do, and I'm not saying I recommend this, if you base your happiness on birthdays with material possessions, you know, and you're my age and you have older children, you're probably going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. And you know what? Ever since I've been, I am the child of a member of the Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
Right.
So that makes me an a-hole. And I was explaining this to somebody last night at the auction. And teeth were showing, and the laughing. I said, yes. I said, this room is filled with children of people, members of the Greatest Generation.
Right.
And this person thought it was extremely funny because I was kind of describing how this is the first, you know, we bitch about millennials all the time, but you're looking at kind of like millennials. These are people that have been very successful.
They hatched the millennial.
Yeah, they hatch the millennial.
Like a hatchimal.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hatchling. Yeah. A hatchling. So back to your birthday.
Yes.
What was there anything notable
about the
birthday?
Did your wife get you something special?
Yes, my wife got me something that I wanted, and I had mentioned it, and I had forgotten about it, and she got it for me, which is the new James Taylor album, which he promoted on CBS Sunday Morning like a month ago, and it wasn't out yet. And she got me the LP.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it's great.
I saw a post that you dig it a lot.
Oh, right? It's so sweet. It's such a great, and I'm not a big James Taylor guy. I mean, I always see him as very wallpapery, his music. But this
Would you like my favorite James Taylor song?
Yes.
Damn this traffic jam. How I hate to be late. Damn this traffic jam. Yeah.
But the new one is standards from the 40s and 50s, but it really suits his style.
Was it presented to you in vinyl?
Yeah. And
was
it also
rap?
And it came,
oh, see, then you can give a gift. Then you can give the gift of music.
And then it also comes with a digital download.
Ooh.
Which is, I think that's the greatest thing now, is that, you know, you have the album, but also you rip it and you have it in your computer.
I think you had a good birthday then. Gifts.
My mom, the best thing about my birthday, without sounding trite and jive, is that both of my kids were there. Julia had a couple friends over that I enjoy. Well, one I enjoy.
This is after she recovered from her death.
Yeah, she's
virus.
100% now. Mm. And Robert, designated driver for my mom. He went and picked her up. She doesn't live that far away, you know, 5-10 miles away. But that way she could have three or four beers.
Plug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was much laughter and much merriment.
And there's a peace of mind of knowing that your mom doesn't have to swerve home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's for her, you know, with her checkered past.
Is he being mean?
Who cares?
Is he being mean?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Oh, and my mom got me a very thoughtful gift as well.
Swerve home. Where it's the end of the day. This was the best birthday. By the way,
I sent a
friend request today to your mother.
Oh, then I insist.
Your mom popped up on when they send you those Facebook things. People you might know.
Now, my mom is on Facebook about every 9 or 10 days, so you'll get your approvals.
That's wonderful. I look forward to
that. She got me a great gift too. The new edition and my fifth edition of The Joy of Cooking. My favorite cookbook.
There you go. See, that's great.
Isn't it?
That's you all the way, Julia. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Joy of Cooking.
I don't know this book.
It's a cookbook.
Pretty much a gold standard book for having that.
Foodies?
And it's been out for what, the 70s?
Oh, a million years. But I have my grandmother's original edition from the 50s. It's so old, it has like a recipe for squirrel in it. And oh, I've got
a recipe for squirrels.
Yeah, it goes way back. So I've got, this is either, I think my fourth edition I have of it, because they update it every 10 years.
Is it a standard for foodies?
It's a standard. You know what it is, Oscar, and I really appreciate your fake sincerity,
yes.
And I'll play into it.
I was just going to ask Maddie.
As you genuinely care.
She's a foodie.
No, you're trying to steer it away from what really matters, which is at this moment, me. So the thing about the joy of cooking is that it is a great go-to to learn. As like, if you wanted to, say, ever cook something like a turkey, you could read the preface to cooking a turkey and will give you the background to understand the thoughts behind it. You don't necessarily have to follow all the recipes in Joy of Cooking, but it's always a great starting place.
Why this happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a great cookbook.
And if you do a lot of cooking, it's a, you know, I still think cookbooks are a cool thing. And as a matter of fact, I think we ought to have more in our kitchen. And I think maybe I'm going to work on that. I think that's a good idea. I think that's very, very interesting. The joy
aren't they
of cooking.
All on our iPads?
Hey,
now?
The new joy of cooking.
You know, I do most of my. You know, if I'm going to do a recipe, I'll bring my
laptop.
Yeah,
but your iPad doesn't have a red ribbon to mark your page.
There it is. So you got that from your mom.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Did your dad? What did your dad give you?
As always, he tends to reference the producers, and he calls me and he says, "Watch the mail for Checky," and he sent me a nice check. So thanks,
thanks,
Pop.
Oh, that's
I appreciate
cool.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the gift. That's by the way, that's the gift that most often I give my children.
Yeah,
that's what they seem to enjoy. And anything else special on the weekend?
I will say that I was shocked on Saturday when listener Trip Affleck sent me an ice cream cake.
Oh, well, he is a very, very thoughtful man.
And
he is
candles.
A very thoughtful man.
And
so
a lighter.
Did Dirk really Vastrick sweet. Send you anything?
Because yes, he's another he did, as a matter man. Of fact. Dirk Vastrick did send me a lovely
well,
gift.
Well, you whores.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Rob gets presents from you, too.
Mike,
I thought
I
was
get
special.
Anything.
Well.
Did Cappy send you anything?
Yes, she did.
Oh, see, I never get anything from Cappy either.
Hi. Yeah. Mm. Hi, Cap. How you doing?
Oh, I don't know. There what's going go. On?
Yeah. What'd Cappy send you?
She sent me
a jukebox.
No, some Beatles CDs.
$10,000.
Some Beatles CDs, but she said they're special, so I haven't listened to them yet because I haven't had a chance to ask why they're special.
Oh, that's sweet.
So all in all, it was a great weekend.
You
but,
had a great birthday.
But
people love you.
But the thing that overshadowed
people love
it all.
Rob. People yeah,
they
love
should.
Rob.
They should.
Rob the got more gets more gifts from listeners than I do.
Well, and it's your show, which
I
is
am
crazy.
So jealous.
Yeah.
You mustn't be.
I'm so jealous.
You mustn't be jealous.
No, how can I not be? It's my nature to be jealous. Yeah.
You had the
suck up.
But you had the auction last night.
What's that?
You had the auction last night.
What does that have? What does that have to do with anything in the world, Rob?
The price
other than me being a clown.
Tea in China? Nothing. Nothing.
We'll get to the auction later.
But the best but part of the weekend was not my birthday.
Did any other listeners send you
gifts?
Yeah,
how many listeners total
yeah,
send you
let's
gifts?
Get the total
yeah.
here.
No, that's
let's
it.
Go.
That's
we got,
it.
We got Tripp, Dirk, and Cappy. Yeah,
that's it. That's the that's
the Holy total. Trinity?
That's the Holy Trinity.
Jim Amato didn't send you anything?
He sent me a promo last night.
Oh.
Which I thought was nice.
When did Cappy start to hate me? Or when did Cappy cool on me? When did Cappy start, you know,
did.
After I honored her at a live performance, when did she cool on us?
I don't think she
no,
ever
no,
did.
On me.
When we started talking politics.
Hello? I have no contact with the woman.
When we started talking politics.
Really?
You think that's it?
I actually asked her. She said that. She said that it depressed her. It reminded her of like how terrible, right after the election, she had to tap out for a while.
Really?
Yep.
Did she tell you that?
I've never heard this.
I care, and I asked, Mike. I asked these questions, so,
yeah, he does.
You know.
Just
say,
anyway,
hey, thanks for the birthday present. We're good.
She tapped out and never came back.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much, right?
Yeah, but she's still into Rob. She's listening
she's still
more.
Into
she's
our
listening
boy
now.
Rob.
She's actually listening what? Now.
Well, hi, Cappy. Anyway.
Your birthday's coming up this summer, Mike. You'll be okay.
What, my birthday?
Well, yeah, it's not even birthday season
yeah,
yet.
It's not even birthday
what does
season.
That have to do? I'm talking about past one. That's the one
yeah,
that
but she was out. She was out then.
She was out
then.
She was out?
She just came back, like, in the past, I would say.
Oh, she was
months.
Out then.
Yeah, she was out then, yeah.
Wow, well, you know what? I can take trophies back, too.
Oh.
That's the way that goes. I can. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. Yes. Yes. No. Rob. Rob. Yes. No. No. Yes. Rob. I'm petty as hell. I'm
you should
super
be.
Petty. On certain things, I'm really
and
petty.
The Heartbreakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Tom
even.
Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's yeah. nothing.
So,
Don't
any other
Petty.
Listeners send you
no.
elaborate gifts?
No, then that was the scope of it. But I would like to say
Richard Petty.
The birthday, you're king of the petties.
Yo, who else is out there that's got Petty?
I think that's it. Richard, Lori, and Tom. The late Tom.
No, no. Katy
Perry. By the way, I am. I should say, and people don't know the details of this, but I will say this to our friend Cappy Pfeiffer, that I kid because I love, because there will never, ever be anything that I can do to repay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? She's a 10
out of
10.
The support she gave us at the most important time.
And I also remember.
And the support she still continues to give. Yearly to Rob Spiewak, which I know about, by the way. Even though you admit, even though it's one of your secrets you don't share, I know it for a fact.
You know what?
But
for
anyway,
a fact.
But that's it. I don't know. I'm never going to tell you. You'll have to think about it, figure that one out on your own.
He knows.
But
I will say,
but I will say that. Did you see the look that he gave?
You shook him.
But anyway, I she was, and I can never repay. I can.
Let
never
me tell you. Let me ask you this:
her generosity.
Isn't it strange that we've like have this wonderful bedfellow of listeners?
Yes.
And this top three. Well, is Jim Amato a top four, you think?
He's in the top five. I know that. Yeah, I would think
top
so.
Top five.
Yeah.
Mm. And three of them sent you gifts.
Right.
No, four. Is it including Tripp Affleck?
Well, no. Tripp, Cappy, and Dirk.
Okay. But Amato.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, he sent the promo today. I think that's
well,
the
and he does those promos out of the goodness of his own heart. So I guess there's some controversy with that today.
Is there a new promo?
Yes, there's an apologetic promo because of the reaction to yesterday's promo. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what you were asking me before the show. Before the show started.
Okay, do you want to play that promo today, or just sort of, you know, we had a bad moment with a promo yesterday and let it die?
Well, what do you think?
My gut is to not play it and to move forward.
Why?
Because why? It's like if you have a bad moment during an air shift on a radio show, you don't call attention to it. You move on.
You don't deserve. Sometimes you don't deserve this. You know that. You don't deserve to be picked on by him.
No, I think it's fine. And you know, when I asked you about whether you had a preference, I knew this was going to happen. I knew, like a chess player, that, you know, three steps ahead, it would turn into something.
Yeah.
But this is what we do.
Yeah, I mean, this is how...
This is not anything that's going to result in anything really bad.
There was a pre-show meeting.
But it's funny.
Where Rob...
Are we really getting a bit too far?
No, I think this is great. This is how people learn.
So yesterday, there's a promo that runs, and the audio quality is very, very bad for my taste.
Yeah.
And so I react to it. I'm like, well, how did that get on the air? And I give Rob a hard time. What's the deal with that? And then apparently Jim Amato sent an apology promo.
Yes, with Dirk. About that.
By the way, Jim Amato is somebody who I could never repay for the quality of stuff that he's
great.
Done and
he
his
kills.
Loyalty.
Most
and I could never
time.
Repay Dirk for his support
Dirk's
for the show and all the people. And there, by the way, these are just a few people, Tripp and Cappy and Dirk. And there are many, many more of you that I'm not mentioning now that I should, but I will tell you it's hard to really put a price tag on the value of these listeners. These people are... We're a small group, and these people keep chugging year after year after year after year. So Jim's in that category, too. So Jim, I knew Jim. Jim's very sensitive when I react to something on the air. And sometimes I think that not only do you know this is going to happen, that we're going to have this discussion, but you probably know sometimes if I'm going to react to a promo.
Right.
You might. You know, so... you knew this would happen when you came to me.
Well, I knew that it would merit discussion. It just wouldn't be a yes, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't hear it.
First of all. And I think it's best to be heard live on the air.
All right. So, so what is your take on what is the bad? Can you explain to the listeners what the problem I had was with the promo?
That there was two voices on the promo that we aired yesterday. And one of the voices, the fidelity on the recording, was not, it didn't match, and which is always a problem. And it wasn't exactly the highest fidelity. The quality wasn't great. I mean, it wasn't distorted. It wasn't hard to understand. It just wasn't.
It had a thin sound.
A studio quality recording. Yeah.
So
as an apology, they recorded another one, and we can air that now. And there's a little bit of there's some funny to it. There's
you
some
say
sincerity.
They or he.
Well, this is Dirk and Jim again. It's another duet.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Well, Jim, I know I'll never make the mistake of recording over the phone again.
Dirk, what can I tell you? I really thought the content was funny. You know, talking about March birthdays because both Rob and Oscar have them?
Me too, but at least our phones didn't ring during the promo.
That's right. Say, folks, if you want 60 minutes of uninterrupted quality hilarity each week, the best way to get it is to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Think of it. Under 20 cents a day, and you don't have to listen to mooks like us prattle on with buzzwords.
What you get instead? That is an uncensored look into fun and frivolity with Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie.
Better ingredients, better comedy, TMOS. Boy, I hope Mike likes this better.
Dirk, you can sleep with Carla.
Right. You get Carla. What do I get?
We love you, Rob.
Yeah. All right.
Why does Dirk still sound like he's in the bathroom?
Well, I think that Jim's a radio guy and Dirk's not, so probably they're trying to master technology at the best way they can. And it probably
Dirk,
is talking
into
a phone. We know
you love everybody associated with the show.
We get that.
More than me.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Well, I do. It's the nature
of
the beast.
Mike, you can't be
he still works with Buzz.
Can't be talented.
All right.
Also this.
I mean, come on. That's it. That's
who works with Buzz?
Who?
Dirk did. I know that at some point. I know he was
on
doing
what?
Stuff.
Oh,
you didn't
I had
know
no,
that?
No.
Well, you should know. You're his buddy. But anyway, that's fine.
That was a deep cut.
I did not know that. You know.
Oh, damn.
So what did you think of the what did you think of the audio presentation? Besides the audio quality, what did you think of the delivery on both gentlemen?
On that promo?
Yes. The earlier promo.
The earlier promo, I thought that the writing was clever because they were making fun of Oscar and me. I like that.
Not asking about that. Asking about the delivery.
Oh, the actual reading of it?
Yes.
It was okay. Not great.
Which, both of them? Or one of them? Or what?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Jim Amato was fine.
Well, Jim is very good. Dirk always tends to sound a little stilted, I think, because he's not a big broadcaster like Jim.
You really think he sounds stilted?
A little bit. Like he's married to the copy a little bit.
Sounds like he's reading.
Okay. Not conversational.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like if he probably had a bullet points, we were discussing this yesterday.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
If he had bullet points, Dirk, maybe some constructive criticism helps instead of just
tearing
down. Rob,
these are listeners that are doing this out of the
goodness. But if they had bullet points, Mike, instead of the actual script, they might sound a little more conversational.
True.
I understand. Yes. Yeah. So, I think you're being too hard on them. I think you're really being too hard.
Oh, did you want to play that or not play that?
I was exactly on the fence.
Okay.
Because I heard it. That was the third time I listened to it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
The fidelity, Amato sounds better.
Amato does sound better. Yeah. But I don't know, I might have used a different take of Jim.
Then he busts my balls about my phone ringing.
Yeah.
Like, see,
this is
legitimate. Yeah, but you see, here's the deal, is that we corrected that in post. It was a small mistake that never made it out.
He doesn't listen to it in post. He watches it live because he's that much of a supporter of the show.
If he's truly...
We should stop picking on him.
Well, no, Jim, here, I'll tell you this.
I love you, Jim.
Listen up to me, all right?
I'm going to listen to that show this week, I promise.
No, Dirk, you're picking on.
They both have weaknesses, Mike. And the thing is, if you were truly apologetic, you wouldn't bring up the phone thing.
Who's more talented of the two? Power rank them.
Power rank them. It's Jim and then Dirk.
Right.
No, I think that
I agree.
Do you think that the phone thing came from Jim or from Dirk?
That's a Jim thing, I'm sure.
What do you mean? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean the phone?
The comment about the phone ringing.
Oh yeah. He thinks he's in a realm of professional broadcasters.
Well, he is.
So when the phone goes off in the middle of the show,
right?
Tisk.
Yeah. Tisk, and we've named the show.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But I think if their message that they
I have
were
a really sour taste in my mouth after this opening segment. I mean, my ego has just been beaten to crap in the last 12 hours between this auction I did and this morning with all this and then realizing that you still get gifts from listeners that don't care about me anymore. I don't know. I might feel a little loose. Dirk's fine.
No, Dirk sends me. I'm wrong. Dirk sends me a birthday present, and the present is a donation in my name to Wounded Warriors, which is
awesome. I can't even quantify what that man has done for me and my family.
So
I can't
sweet.
That's true.
I'm serious about that, and to have Rob Spiewak beat him up like this on the show,
that's messed up.
It's just not. It's
I'm not saying he can't improve his game.
You know, a good coach doesn't settle. Rob, right. I've always said that.
I thought it was a funny promo, and it's just
should have been played. Why was it questioned? Why'd Rob bring it to us? You could have just played it.
I did play it.
Could have just played it. Why are you looking at me with those dead eyes? All right. Just start the goddamn show. Okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Eddie hadn't been married lately. And... did you save up all the spiteful audiences from the living? You look, you better smarten up because I'll say a few things.
No, don't start.
I did you hear what happened with this guy? It was a terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says that he says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after a word
ass.
From the...
This is Gary Barrett, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios and Psychotherapy Center in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. Well, some of them are. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Marlton, New Jersey, to Norman, Oklahoma, Washtenaw, Washington, Eva Beach, Hawaii, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, along with San Pedro, Belize. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Liquid IV. Everyone's talking about it. I'm talking about Liquid IV, their hydration multiplier. And I know you've heard how much I love it. I do. But have you heard about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier? Just mix it in water and drink it up. Energy Multiplier gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for morning coffee and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks, which just I don't think are very good for you.
No.
Plus, great lemon-lime taste, and it's non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love Liquid IV. I know you will, too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. Well, I hope that people got something out of that opening Paranoid segment, because I
did. I love it. I love it, Mike. It's old school vintage TMOS.
So I mentioned it yesterday that I was off to the auction. Source of great anxiety for me, and it was really... I start getting bummed out about that maybe a day or so before. It's not like coming in and doing this show.
Like dread?
Where... it's not dread. It's just I don't look forward to it. And Oscar talks. Oscar was eloquent about it when you were talking about it, wearing the clown shoes, that it's just kind of thankless. I mean, do you guys look forward to the stuff you do, like the art auction?
We get, it's actually the most thankful, I would say.
You get return on that. It's not
you
like
get you get a painting.
Yeah, you do get something.
Which is awesome.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, that's pretty great. Cool.
But I've done bachelor auctions. I've done charity auctions. And you're right. They are thankless. Because
it's just not you're the bottom line.
Like the last time I worked for the Human Fund, right? Or one of these charities. You go in there and they're like, hey, it's a big deal for you to raise this money. This is our nut for the year. And you're like sitting there like.
They all say that.
Okay. I just got the script at 3 a.m.
And also,
what do you want me to do?
There's also the
but this is not exclusive air. No, this is every single one of them.
Especially if you are sort of an outsider. Like I used to do work for a leukemia foundation, right? Mm-hmm. And I would work with them every year and do what they wanted me to do. But I don't know the workings of the goings on the 364 other days of the year. And they've got in jokes and people that like say, well, you should target this guy because he and this guy have like a competition. Well, I don't know all these inner pieces of drama. If you knew
that's somebody giving you more detail than you need.
Yeah, but if you knew that drama, then you really could drive the cost up. But if you're just trying to run it like a true auction, you have a problem because you don't know the inner workings.
The worst case is if somebody doesn't get it and doesn't provide you with what you need and is expecting you to just learn certain things by osmosis. It's not going to happen. These people were not like that. They were prepared.
They look great on stage, by the way.
It was thank you so much.
I watched a little bit of it. I know Carla went live last night, and I watched a little of it. It looked like you had the room. I mean, it looked like you were running it.
Maybe the video didn't show everything. Here it is. It was a very, very exclusive event. Very, very highbrow as far as these things go. And that was fine, too. There was a guy that emceed it, one of the local anchors down here, Patrick, who was could not have been better at emceeing it and nicer.
Well,
and
that's
kinder.
Great because you thought he was sort of an outlier going into yesterday because you'd not.
Yeah,
met
I didn't
him.
Know what was going to happen.
Patrick Bateman,
that's him.
Patrick Nolan. Dolan.
Mm.
He's the Fox. Local Fox affiliate.
I'll confirm, anchor, Mike. Yeah. I'll do that for you.
Okay.
Because I feel like a rube. Yeah. But he asked me because he didn't know who I was, and that's fine. So but we had a nice chat, and he's a good guy.
Handsome.
And then he's a TV guy. He's young. Not a movie star. He's been there a while. He's been there. He told me he worked with a bunch of different news directors, so he's been at this station for a while. But he's a good guy, and he said, so
Patrick Nolan, Fox 4 News.
Fox 4 News. Yes. Nice man. Really, really
good-looking white guy.
Yep.
Really, really nice guy. Thank you. Thank you, amigo.
Welcome.
I appreciate that. So when you are what I do, I request these are the inner workings. I request condensed versions of the auction items, which in many cases can be lots of many different items jumbled together.
Whoa, you're at a lot auction? Whoa.
I like to have the information distilled down to an index card. And I would like people to put that. I said, that's what I want. Take what you the bullet points, kind of bullet
points
example, that you want.
Real quick, just so people don't know.
Yeah, okay, you're giving
Lot number 1, 2, 4.
Lot number 1, 2, 3, you get a facial, you get transportation from a limo service.
It's a beauty.
You get
it's a beauty. Like a beauty whole, like, lot a pamper. Like
put the bullet
points. Day of beauty.
Day of beauty.
Or wine, a little description
live
of
like
the
a
wine
socialite.
And stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they're probably socialites already, I imagine.
So, I think. By the way, this is Naples, Florida, and so
live like a Kardashian.
I'm going down into the really area where they do these things. I think there are people that do multiple
power brokers, Mike. Power brokers.
Power brokers. Lots of money.
Money.
And I'm in there. So with that said, that's all I require. And I say, give it to me. You can give it to me 15 minutes before I have to go up there. As long as the order's there and the starting bid's there, that's all I require. And that's fine. So they did. And that I was happy with that.
Did you find the starting bids to be off the chart already?
No. No. To be honest with you, they were fine.
Okay, it's
good. They were fine. I made adjustments on the fly to maybe two of them.
The wealthy.
Out of 13. That's they were a little longer. 13 is a little more than I like to do. I usually do under 10. That usually keeps people's interest.
Wait a second. Yes. You walked into a charity auction I can't believe I didn't even think about this, and I feel for you. On the same day that the market had day it had yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had to work to get people's money, regardless of how,
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It looked like there were maybe some, you know, maybe that was a factor. I doubt it. But I think we did great. I think we did well.
Oh, you did great.
Good.
But here it is. My job is to get these cards before the thing starts. And then when I'm introduced, when I go up there, I like to keep it a little light. Comedy is my life, and that's it. So I start thinking, even on the drive down, I'm thinking of something I might say.
Okay.
And on a day like yesterday, there was no shortage of material, like we talked about on the show.
Yes.
We were talking about. And it was the big story of the day was the corona.
Yeah.
And the coronavirus.
Corona season.
And so so my opening line, I try it on Carla.
Yes.
And she laughs out loud.
And oh, so said, that's a good governor.
Like, Carla never laughs. Carla's not a big laugher.
So, this is so good because if you're doing an auction,
mostly we
all the content is already spelled out for you. So if you have an opener that lands, as they say, Mike,
yeah,
off to the
can
races.
Go, by the way, you can go up and start the bidding. Or you can go up and give a nice, you know, flowery tribute to the people putting it on and be serious. And it's not what I do. Oh. Because I my attitude is I'm getting up on this stage. And I am, I don't want to say that it's a,
I love
yes,
that.
I will say, it is an adversarial relationship.
Sure. Yeah.
I am trying to get their money and they are trying to, you know, get what they want. Okay. I mean, it's just kind of, it's
a great auctioneer, Mike, will open my debit card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. And it's, so if you're coming up and you're a dick, I'm like, I don't want to help you out. But if you're nice and you're fun,
but
and
you have to
like
be, but you have to be aggressive.
But I am kind of a dick.
So you have to be aggressive, but in a way that is going to open the floor.
Yeah. I'm a dick, but I'm a fun dick.
Okay. Well, then talk to us.
All right, so
everybody
my opening.
Wants a fun dick.
Sure.
So I'll give you the joke. I'll give you the joke.
All right,
Patrick, the anchorman, introduces me. Excuse me, and I get up on the. I walk up to the stage, and they applaud. And I am literally at the table, stage right. I am right there. I'm there. I have a 10-second walk up to the stage.
Did he do the introduction you agreed to yesterday? Simply from the Mike O'Mara show. Here's Mike O'Mara, or did he
something
add
like
to
that?
It?
We had the ego schmooze was. I mean, it was elaborate. A colored picture. A color picture in the
program.
The program.
Oh,
the
oh,
bio.
Snap.
I had all that.
Snap. Okay, great.
They had a slide of me up on the.
Oh,
I mean,
snap.
It was. This was more than we ever get, right?
Yeah.
So that's fine. I didn't worry about it. I didn't even think about that. But he does. He asked me, so where do people find you? I said, MikeO'MaraShow.com. He said, okay, great. And he does that. And he's cool. I didn't even think. I don't even remember what he said. I just was waiting to do my thing. But he was so good at what he did. And really a warm guy. So the warm and fuzzy. Maybe he should have done the auction. So to step, but you have to, Oscar.
Yeah.
You have. Let's take a break. I will compose myself. When I come back, I will tell you a little bit of Auction 101 and what I do. And
but obviously, he was a good counterpoint to you.
Yeah, it was fine.
No good.
It's a big bowl of okay. We'll take a break and come back with more details on my night of ego gratification right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Come on, baby, do that. And now, King's Things.
Hi, I'm Larry. I don't trust my doorknobs. I haven't tied a shoe in over 12 years.
How about a TV show about cheese?
My medicine chest is mostly full of ointments.
I don't understand TikTok, but I love it.
Canned fruit cocktail. Underrated. I just don't think that Joker movie was all that funny. I once lost a finger in a zipper accident. I need somebody to help me find my keys. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show.
I love this.
Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Can Larry record some more things tomorrow? Will Larry be available?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He'd love to. He would really, really love to. Don't you wish you were at the post office right now?
What?
Anyone? Hands? Anyone? Okay, Tony? Me neither. Running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot. And they say that a lot, Damone. And sometimes there just aren't enough hours in the day. You got better and more important things to do.
He's allergic to waiting in line.
Here we go.
I hate it. It makes me sneeze, Corona. You've got better and more important things to do. Okay, do a promo about that, Dirk. Yeah. That's right, why you need stamps.com.
Yeah,
anything. Yeah, I know. It should have been my elbow. It's just me. It's just me.
You're quarantined.
Yeah, you're self-quarantined.
Self-quarantined.
Look at you and your Red Sox jersey.
That's why you need stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you can skip that trip to the post office and you can save money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Time isn't the only thing you'll be saving with Stamps.com. You can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like us.
Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Thank you, stamps.com. The auction. So I'm getting introduced. And what I was, the reason I'm doing this is so you don't think I'm just being a total jerk. You have to establish that you're in control of the room. You have to have a little gravitas.
Now you can't give
in
it
order
up
to do it. I've done a few of these in my day, more than I can count. It's very, very essential to get up there. So the very first thing, and you do it on the fly, like we do this show. Something comes up, you react to it.
Right.
So they introduce, Patrick introduces me, and there's a nice round of applause that stops before I even get to the stairs.
Your 10-foot walk?
My 10-foot walk. And I'm like, And I said, it'll be funny. So I look out at the audience and says, please keep the applause going till I get up on the stage.
Oh, this is great.
Funny, that's right?
Great. I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's funny. Yeah. And then they start applauding again. I'm like, okay, this is good.
Oh, yes,
this is
yes,
good.
Yes,
this
yes
is good. Showing me. And I give my opening line. And I said, "It's thank you, Patrick. I appreciate this. I'd like to thank Mary and my friend Oli for bringing me to this wonderful children's center. It's just spectacular to be here. And I also want to say, I truly enjoyed getting to shake hands with so many of you and get to meet and hug and shake hands with you. And I'd like to announce now that I was able to do that because I begin my self-quarantine tomorrow. And thank you. And I hear.
No,
the crickets, like,
you got nothing.
Oh, that's so good. It's so great, though. The setup, the setup to the punch is so perfect, though.
So perfect.
I know. And then I had a second one because I figured, you know, if the first one didn't go over,
right,
I said,
the saver.
I was reading an article today that said people over the age of 60 should really not, think about staying home and not going out in public places with lots of people. And from my guesstimate here, that's about 89% to 90% of this group here that probably you need to go home right now. And once again, it was now I'm on the Corona thing. It's not going there. So what do you do when two of them don't work? You go with your third.
Oh, you had a saver?
A third, a second saver?
Oh, no.
So the saver was, but that's okay. I think really if we just send the men home, we should be fine and your wives can stay. And that'll balance it out. And once again, the so the joke about having younger wives, the joke about the coronavirus self-quarantine, and the joke about people over 60 are the only ones that should worry about it. Just really didn't.
At any point, did you want to go to a fat person in the audience and say, "How much you weigh, Tiny?"
there was a break in the action when when they were like fixing something, and I said, "Well, I was born in Hartford, Connecticut. I wasn't always that." The thing that got the laugh was the thing that you guys have seen me do this 100 times.
What's that?
Where I said, "We have a 5,000. I need 5,500. 5,000 bid. 5,500. Happened to be." And they laughed at that.
They laughed at that.
And then there was a table. I always pick on one table.
Of course.
If they're not participating.
Yes. Yeah.
And
that's actually a good tactic to be the fun dick. Because if you alienate anyone, you're just alienating one table, right?
You do one table. And I'm fine. And it's going. And I'm really, there wasn't any heckling. A very respectful crowd. The supporters that would come up and grabbed the microphone. The lady that runs it, Mary, she did it in a very respectful way to help me, and it was fine. I think overall that the evening was successful. It just the feeling you get up there is that you are, you know, we're working hard to get these bids. We're working real hard to get some of these bids. And some of the stuff that the worst thing in one of these auctions is that you have a really cool item, like this very expensive piece of jewelry.
Okay.
That that I give a very elaborate description of. And then let's start the bidding. And then that. Ooh. But overall it was great. And this is a place called the Gargiulo Children's Learning Center. This is a place where the children of these migrant workers that are responsible for your citrus crops down here in Florida come after school. They get a meal there. They get tutoring there. It's a place to hang out. These kids learn. They spend time with other kids. They look forward
safe.
To it.
Yeah.
And it's really a wonderful operation that they have there. And Carl and I had the pleasure of visiting this center and watching the kids get off the school bus and go here. And really, they need all the help they can get. So it's a wonderful organization. It reminds me kind of when we did work for Helping Haitian Angels, mm-hmm. where the best part, as far as I was concerned, was at one point the kids, I think they were fourth and fifth graders, got up on the stage and sang I think Carla might have posted that, sang a beautiful little song that was written by one of the people at the center.
Wow, so they're like 9 and 10 years old. There's like, nothing cuter.
It just like was spectacular. It really
have you gotten
was.
To the episode in Narcos where the village kids sing?
Yep, with the old Don.
That's
very, very cool. Sweet. That's spectacular. Yeah. That show's great. Yeah, if you want to see a great show, it's Narcos Mexico. So I will tell you, at the very end of the evening, the lady that runs it went away with Carla, and then Carla came back and we're driving home. And I'm talking about how it was a tough room, which it was. It was a tough room.
What was your total stage time in your estimate? Like
45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, that's what I thought.
45 minutes to an hour. That's a long time to be up there. It's a lot of items. And apparently, the only thing that the person that runs it said to Carla was, that table over to the left, they mentioned something to me. And Carla said, that they weren't happy about that. And I'm like, Oh, you mean the people that weren't doing
right.
Well, they were contributing to blah, 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 blah. And that, as opposed to when you do these things, that's the feedback that you receive. it's a little frustrating.
You can't really put a price on a sense of humor.
Yeah, you really can.
You can't.
So I want to say that I really enjoyed doing it this year. It was really a lot of fun. It really was.
You know, I would like my wife... If she ever, she doesn't really listen to the show because she's banned.
Right.
But if she was listening, don't give me bad feedback. I don't need that in my life. Well, we've done our best.
Let me tell you why the bad feedback was given to me.
Yes.
Because the individual who shared the feedback with me, my wife, didn't like getting the feedback either.
Oh.
Because she was very happy with what was the end. Yeah. You don't do it for that. You do it to help out. But at the same time, you know. After
I'm working
all that,
here.
The idea of sweating through the suit coat, is that a tell for you? You know, when you get done, I wore a dark suit. It was okay. It didn't work. But, you know, we've all gotten that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we wish you could have done the like
it
that.
It was swinging the bottle around.
You don't need to bring a beer up there, Rob.
Yeah. You know how it works.
Yeah, of course. I'm playing the game.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing with having children.
Oh.
I asked a friend of mine, auctions are the same thing as having children.
In what way?
Okay. A friend of mine a long time ago said, why don't you have kids? And the friend of mine said, I'm not sure I'm ready for that much ingratitude yet. Thank you, everybody. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, listeners, I made it. I'm in the Assport. I love it here. It's just like I remember from before I got married. You know, there's a place here where the sun does not shine, and the restaurant, oh my God, these nuggets are so savory. And I owe it all to this passport that came in my TMOS bonus package. Oh, but if you come, remember to bring cash. You don't want to know what happens if you ask for an ATM.
Where the hell am I? Everything's gone.
Find it.
The papers.
He need to see your papers.
You're looking for Noom, Mike.
Noom.
Oh, there it is.
And now a word from Noom.
Thank you very much. Crash diets, you know, are always temporary.
Yes.
If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. And because everyone is different, Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. The favorite part for so many people is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It literally gives you everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. You're going to love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. Everyone loves Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So I kid, but I don't. Just like everything on the show, there's a little bit of truth in it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
The market's on the rebound, up almost 3% as we speak.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yes. Maybe the auction should have been tonight.
Yes.
But anyway,
this morning. That's okay. 9 o'clock this morning.
9 o'clock this morning, it would have been. I referenced the fact that Mrs. O'Mara and I, we purchased a religious painting.
Now this
that is now hanging in our domicile.
I have to ask, because I think we talked about this after the show yesterday. Mm. I grew up with two very religious grandmothers. My mom's mom actually had a framed picture of the Pope in the dining room growing up. I mean, this
that's
is not
a given.
Yeah. And my dad's mom had the Infant of Prague statue in her house at all times, which is, you know, when you're a little kid, you think, can we play with the doll? I said, no. That's the Infant of Prague. That's the baby Jesus. We don't mess with that. So to have
the Infant of Prague, and you've talked about it before, because we asked you about what. Can you describe is what is the infant?
I believe doll that goes inside the house.
Yeah, it is. It is
under the Christmas tree.
No, it's an all year round thing.
Oh, really?
But it is an Eastern European
baby Jesus
presentation of the Christ child. I believe. Pony, could you Google it?
Is it baby Jesus?
Well, it is the infant. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Well, I thought baby Jesus went to Bethlehem, not Prague.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but Prague, they can worship from afar, of course.
Okay.
But the idea of statuary and pictures and stuff is something that I grew up with. But I didn't picture you having a religious painting.
My parents at every, like a gift they give when my brother got married, my sister got married, when we got married, is it is a religious painting. Everybody gets the Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary. This is not as over the top.
Is it on black velvet?
It's oil painting.
Ah, lovely.
I want to say that our friend Don O'Brien may have put a picture up of this and that's how I saw it for the first time. And so that's what drew me to it. And why are you laughing at that?
Because
about Don, Big Don.
Big Don O'Brien is just a name that always brings me joy.
He's a very funny man.
A very, very funny man.
John O'Brien was the predecessor for the tryout for Big O and Dukes in Phoenix, Arizona.
Big Don?
Yeah, Big Don. I remember Big Don O'Brien because we flew in for Big O and Dukes tryout in Arizona. We were just small DJs, just cutting our teeth. And they're like, we just had Big Don O'Brien in. And, you know, he really did a great job.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah, and I said, well, all right, we're just going to try this night show. So Chad and I do this night show, and we end up getting in the long run. I said, hey, after we get the job, I was like, what happened to Big Don O'Brien? It's a big name.
Yeah.
They're like, couldn't afford him. We could afford you guys, but not him.
One of my favorite stories that Don O'Brien tells is that he had a wardrobe person line his suit coat with the same color that you use for green screen. And when he would do the weather, I believe it was Channel 2 in Baltimore, would open his coat. And they'd like project fish swimming in the lining of his coat. And he one time would get voicemails from people in Baltimore. How you do that with your coat? What happened to your coat?
Funny.
Very funny, man. Very funny.
Here it is. So this painting is, here's what I like about this painting. This is a purely emotional feeling. I am a secular individual. I am not necessarily a super religious person. In fact, if you asked me where I line up on the man upstairs or the woman upstairs, I really wouldn't be able to give you a straight answer because I always feel like I'm searching. Mm-hmm. And I have tremendous respect for people's religious beliefs.
When people ask me about the woman,
my mom was extremely yes.
When people ask me about the woman upstairs, I say she's napping.
Here she is. Which we had a story about shows it's good for you.
Yes, yes, she'll live
you do those
for flipping
naps.
Ever.
So this painting, and you can Google it if you wish, is called. I think the title of it is "My First Day in Heaven."
Okay.
And here's the thing: there are lots of versions of this, but the one that that I'm describing to you is a woman hugging a robed figure. Now, this can be whoever you want it to be. Now, don't let stop laughing at me.
I'm not
stop
laughing at laughing. You. Honestly, this, I'm not. I'm not.
This to me, this painting to me, and I got a print of it, would be the way if it was really like that, and you got up there and you went, "Oh my God, this is really something special. It really there is heaven and all that." The face of the young blonde lady who is in the arms of the robed figure says
she wearing
it all,
red.
Yeah, she's wearing
okay.
red.
Okay, there's
yes.
a rainbow
and,
too. Yeah,
and so yeah. Okay, this is this to me was just a beautiful painting. I don't think it's a particularly technically fantastic painting, but I think that it is something that I looked at and Carla looked at, and I said, you know what? It'd be kind of cool if that's the way it was like. That's what it was like when you got up there. And we decided we would order the print, and it hangs on the wall of the Omer. Okay, give me. There are a million thoughts going through
how big
that
is it?
Egghead of yours.
How,
huh?
big, how big is
it's
it?
It's not that big. It's not that big.
Like 6 feet by 10 feet? Or
no, for God's sake. No, stop it.
It's 18
like,
inches?
I don't know, 20 by 20 by 18 okay. or something like
and
that.
And it's framed?
You know? It's no, it's not framed. I got just the canvas.
And then you will get it framed, though.
Are her legs around that guy?
I hope so.
Now you stop it.
You know what? You're all monsters.
Why would you
you're
take
all,
it in that direction?
You're all monsters.
Where did you see the second day?
It's
Pony. You, that's blasphemous.
Pony, are you mocking me more than anybody else? This is bothering
well,
you.
No, right? But Pony hates God.
All right.
Oh, he has to exist for me to hate him.
All right. So, yeah, you're an atheist. Pony is an atheist.
Is it all ones and zeros for you?
Thank you.
It does look like
maybe if you had a little belief, your life would be better.
Like a passion, sure. It looks like a passionate hug.
Well, no, what it looks like is somebody who would be like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
literally.
It's
that's what it
it's
looks
implicit
like
that
saying.
that is the Son of God because
see,
of the
what,
halo.
What moves one?
Oh, I don't
person
have a halo on mine.
Is
rainbow on the head?
There's really not a halo. There's not really a halo.
On this one, there is.
Well, then maybe, I don't know, the one that I have
this
have
is
halo.
Maybe this is
and
a
there are
newer
different
version.
There are different versions. There's a man. There are African-American versions. There are different
I held
versions.
Him
that's
and
it.
Would not let him go.
Yeah. You know what? You guys, Oscar, I swear to God, you guys are monsters.
You guys in
you
Florida
are
have
monsters.
Some, you know.
What's going to
of all
what
the religious
Florida
paintings
have to do with
you
this?
Can't tell okay your rubes because of all the religious paintings you're going to choose you can't yeah. this these versions or even small iterations you can't tell that that's Jesus.
Yes you can. It's
that's,
obviously
but that's
Jesus.
The point that's
so
the point
Jesus.
I that's what I liked about it. What you want the beard and everything and have him just like, hey, come on in. You want him to look like the candle. I'm not going to have it look like the candle.
Hand up, changing it, making five loaves feed
thinking,
a million people.
It is that is the pure emotion of the painting is this is my first
joy,
day in heaven.
Joy,
and this is
joy,
joy,
joy, joy.
Pure unbridled joy, joy that there may in fact be something. And you know what? Here, this is my take on it. Unorganized religion. I don't necessarily think it's a lock that there is something beyond. I don't have that kind of faith. I wish I did. But I also believe, when it comes to atheist pony boy, that I also have, you have no certainty that your belief system
is accurate.
Oh,
snap!
Yeah, that's a solid burn.
Yeah, but if there's no evidence to believe that something exists, the default is not to just assume it exists or pretend it exists. I say
no,
wait
what is to be said for, what is said for faith? The fact that we, like, let you keep working here.
Well, yeah, but what could you not have faith in? I mean, you could have faith in literally
anything. But the evidence, people would say to you that the evidence is... Be found in the teachings and the writings of Jesus Christ.
It's available on a t-shirt.
Many people would say, or the Quran, or any of the, or the Torah, or any of the religious books that have been written over the years. I don't know. What I do know is that faith, Pony Boy, has helped people that I know, and it might help anybody that's sitting there.
George Michael charted with faith.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got to have it. Yeah,
you're all monsters, and that's my painting.
It's available, Mike. You can get it on a t-shirt. A hoodie.
I feel the exact same way after I told that joke at the auction last night. It's the way I feel right now. Let's go to commercial. I'm gonna get to news. You may not need you. Unbelievable,
Mike. You can get
monstrous
a full,
man,
a full sweatsuit with it on it. Yeah. Nice. I don't know where they put it on the pants. Yeah, on my pants!
They have a lot of like different little...
Yeah.
Thank you. I am a rude. Hey, it's in my house. F you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, news you may not need. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Meara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
I'm so sick of rules.
What?
They exhaust me. You're probably exhausted too, and I know why. This weekend, some legion of bastards decided to steal an hour from us and keep it for themselves.
Mm.
They call it daylight savings. I call it horse. All I know is that somewhere in a secluded Swiss chalet tucked away in the Alps, a collective of rich millionaires is hoarding our hours, our time. And time is money.
Money!
Is that fair? Is it, Oscar? Is
no,
it
it's
fair?
Not fair.
We want our hour back. Well, don't we, Rob?
Hell yes!
Yes. So, what if I told you could get an extra hour every week for less than it costs for a decent screwdriver? You can. It's the TMOS bonus show. Woo! You can get your hour back and laugh yourself silly while you do it. Take that, you greedy time bandit tycoons.
Time bandit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Buy the bonus show at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Just click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. Bob's your uncle. It's your passport
to the
Assport. Copyright 2022 MOS. The TMOS bonus show, because you'll save more than time. You'll be saving yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Get it? Saving yourself? Right?
I News!
Right. Boo. If you've dreamed of being in the studio audience for a... I sound like Bob Barker still. If you've dreamed of being in the studio audience for Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune...
That's how much it meant to me.
That's how much it meant to me. I never had sex with Diane Parkinson. You'll have to wait until the coronavirus scare dies down.
Yes.
They're not going to have live audiences. Variety reports that both Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy won't tape in front of a live studio audience because of the outbreak. First and foremost, they want to protect Alex Trebek, who's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer and has a compromised immune system. Variety also points out that both shows' audiences typically skew older, with plenty of out-of-town tourists who have recently traveled by plane. As we've all heard by now, those most at risk of becoming very sick from coronavirus are older adults.
Hmm.
Hi.
You know what? I'd worry for Johnny Gilbert.
This is...
Johnny!
This is... anyway, so those are the people that are most at risk. So far, ABC, NBC, and... CBS haven't changed their procedures. This is Jeopardy.
Johnny Gilbert's down.
There's a... This
is Jerry.
Oh, Johnny.
Anyway, ABC, NBC, CBS haven't changed their procedures for talk show audiences. Of course not. CBS will be the last ones to do it.
Kidding? CBS is probably charging them for hand sanitizer.
There is a decent chance those tapings could also make changes in the near future. Now, here's some fun facts about the coronavirus. The NBA, NHL, MLB, and Major League Soccer are closing access to locker rooms and clubhouses to all non-essential personnel in response to the coronavirus crisis. That means no reporters. Mm. They all say the changes are temporary and are meant to protect the players and staff. Katie Couric is the latest famous person to work from home after having some contact with someone who was later diagnosed with COVID-19. Katie says she's voluntarily quarantining herself and hasn't had any symptoms. Her infected friend was Rick Cotton. He is the head of the Port Authority in New York City.
All right.
Hopefully he will recover soon. Italian designer Giorgio Armani has donated €1.25 million. That's why $1.4 million to four hospitals in Italy to help tackle the outbreak. Sadly, it's pretty intense there, as I'm sure you're aware. The organizers of Coachella and Stagecoach are reportedly in talks to move both festivals to October. They're currently scheduled for next month. As for music tours, Pearl Jam was supposed to kick off their North American tour on March 18th, but they have postponed it. Richard Marx canceled his European tour. Madonna canceled the rest of her dates. And Kiss has
Paul.
Canceled meet and greets.
Hey, Mike, I just got
meet and greets.
A press release from CBS.
Yes.
You can still get studio audience tickets for their sitcom, How I Met Your Maker.
As everybody's coughing. And the last little fun fact here, televangelist Jim Baker.
Oh, Jim.
Remember, you can use the bucket as a toilet.
He has been ordered
oh my God.
To stop promoting a fake coronavirus cure.
Oh, what a scumbag.
Oh, God.
The World Health Organization wants to make it clear there is no cure or vaccine for the coronavirus yet. There you go, Jim.
Wasn't his based in like silver nitrate or something?
Yeah, it's like it's a like silver solution you put on your skin. It makes you look like a Smurf.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. Legendary actor Max von Sydow passed away on Sunday at the age of 90. He was one of those actors you probably recognize because he's been in over 100 movies.
100? Wow.
Plus dozens of TV movies and shows. We always quote him here on the power of Christ compels you.
Actually, Mike, this is tape of his... This is his first day in heaven.
The power of Christ compels you.
There it is.
The power of Christ compels you.
He is probably best known for playing the priest, Father Lancaster Marin in The Exorcist. That was 47 years ago.
Wow.
They made him up to be older in that back in the day. He played the three-eyed raven in several episodes of Game of Thrones. Ming the Merciless and Flash Gordon. Cardinal Otto Trutius. Von Waldberg on The Tudors, and he had a small role as Lor San Tekka. Did I say that right, Rob?
I believe
for
so, yeah.
Trekkies out there. Not Trekkies, for you Star Wars people. He was in The Force Awakens.
So you overlooked one of his greatest roles, which is, of
Salem's
course,
Lot.
No, my favorite. He was Brewmeister Smith in Strange Brew when he tried to kill the McKenzie brothers, and he had the mental patients with poison beer that he made play. They played hockey to the death.
Do you remember Salem's Lot, where he is the plays the evil guy, just a piece of cheddar cheese?
Yes.
Remember that? Have apple pie with a piece of great voice. One of the great voices in cinema.
Yeah.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Landline Telephone Day.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I guess you can celebrate even if you haven't had a landline phone in your house since 2006. In honor of the day, a new survey asked people to name the last time they spoke to someone using a landline phone. Boy, that would have to be probably, I think we've got one in our old house family home up in Maine. I think we've got
I remember you did an interview from a landline phone that looked like it was from like 1950.
Yeah.
And it sounded
probably still sitting there.
Sounded fantastic. I still have a landline.
Yep. We
but I haven't used one in a long time.
As a last resort, if somebody needs to use a telephone because they're a last minute booking, we have to test their landline.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2% of people said they've never used it. Another 25% of people say it's been more than 6 months. On the flip side, 25% said they spoke to someone using a landline that day, and 15% said they did it the day before. Not surprisingly, the older you are, the more likely you are to have a landline and have used it. 49% of people over 55 have versus just 15% of people under 24. And people under 24 are three times more likely to have never used
a landline. The Yak Shack is a landline shack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a landline shack.
That's true.
Multiple landlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we haven't done it in 6 months. Instead of making a green donut for St. Patrick's Day, by the way, this is a little something-something for all of you.
Did
right
you do
now.
That first line as Scott Shannon? Because it has sort of that cadence to it.
Instead of making a green donut for St. Patrick's Day this year.
Thank you.
Krispy Kreme is making only green donuts. They just announced that you can get pretty much every normal Krispy Kreme donut in green starting on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that great?
Mm.
Krispy Kreme is also doing one special donut. It's called the Leprechaun Trap, which is covered in tiny edible gold coins. But those will only be available in limited quantities.
Of course.
After you laugh out loud at the Liberty Insurance Emu, eat your Alka-Seltzer gummies, marvel at the Fox NFL robot, and order your cheesy, melty, fast food crunchy thingy, scarf down a leprechaun donut at Krispy Kreme, and then take the next choo-choo back to your condo in Idiot Town. Thank you very much, everybody.
Krispy Kreme should know you're better than that. You don't need that.
Absolutely, yes. The Leprechaun Trap. Ooh, let's go. Better get there early. We have to take a break when we come back. It's the audio vault right here. Yeah, I'm bitter. It's the auction. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show. Roaring through the month of March like a lion. We're making poor decisions as we celebrate beer, birthdays, and growing up Bush. We're chatting it up with the grandson of former President George H.W. Bush. Plus, Irish dancing in real time. 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 Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
That is the worst Irish dialect I have ever, and I could listen to Angie do that for hours.
Points for trying.
Oh, in real time. You have to isolate that and play it tomorrow again. Oh, she's wonderful. I love Angie Goff. You'll love her show, too. Oh, my Goff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, here it is. They've closed Italy. Max von Sydow is dead. I can't find hand sanitizer. Ireland is canceling St. Patrick's Day's parades. By the way, they really did that up in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is madness. Is there anything left to believe in? The answer is a resounding yes. We have Zappos.
Yeah!
If you want to wear it, Zappos has it. And you don't need to leave your home. Nice. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You're our favorite. And safe home, Father Lancaster Marin. There it is. That was the exorcist.
Yeah, place, I had to Google it, and I liked it spelled with a K, Lancaster.
Wonderful. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, sometimes the magic just comes together. A snoring cat is pretty funny. And you know those cheap dollar store reverb microphones or echo mics? It's really just like a plastic cylinder that has a spring in it. So when you talk into it, it gives your voice echo, okay?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
You've got the technology right there. But what if you took a snoring cat and recorded it with an echo mic? How do you suppose that would sound?
All right.
Down here with me. Who's down here under the sea?
A little terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Old Terry.
Oh.
One more. that cat is.
Strangely, we were all kind of riveted, weren't we?
That cat is in self quarantine right now. so Oscar said we've already bounced back a little bit. The bell rang at 9 this morning, right on the market. But yesterday was a disaster.
Yes.
Did you know when the Dow has a disastrous day like that, the New York Stock Exchange has an automatic safety feature that shuts it down for 15 minutes?
Absolutely. Yeah. Great idea. It's a cool down.
It's a cool down.
Safety valve.
Stacey Cunningham is the president of the New York Stock Exchange, and she explains that.
We've had a halt here for 15 minutes. Do you want to explain what the market is doing right now, what the traders are doing?
Yeah, the market-wide circuit breakers are designed to slow trading down for a few minutes to get investors the ability to understand what's happening in the market and make decisions based on market conditions. It's a plan that's put in place for situations like this. It's been tested. So this is operating as it's supposed to. It's operating as planned. And it's really, you know, a precautionary measure that we put in place so that the market can slow down for a minute.
I had no idea that was in place.
Great idea, by the way, based on these panic sells that happen. You know, we're, I mean, it's this look, anytime anybody, I'm invested in the market, anybody that's in the market, it is the dog track. It's true. That's what it is. The same thing. Same thing as if you're going out to Las Vegas.
They didn't have that in Bedford Falls.
No, Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
All right, Oscar, just for me, because I really don't understand it, can you give me a 15-second explanation? Really, what is TikTok? I know it's a social media thing, but...
Well, first of all, it's Chinese.
Sure.
So. Chinese!
It's a shorter video version of Instagram.
Okay, right? So I watched this TikTok and it really sort of put things into perspective. This is a 21-year-old girl who went to Wuhan to teach English. She's an American. She's on her 26th day of quarantine. And she posted this TikTok video to sort of put things into perspective of what they're going through over there. This is wild.
Hi, guys. It's me, Megan Monroe. Welcome to day 26 of the Wuhan quarantine. I went out today to go grocery shopping, but I didn't make it very far because the front door of my apartment is padlocked shut. And the little gate on the other side of the apartment was wired shut. So I'm stuck inside. I can still order delivery food, so hopefully that works out. But, this is crazy. Hang tight.
I'm no scientist, but if you're under quarantine for an entire city, probably stay away from the takeout.
Rob. Why, what are you going to eat? You got to eat something.
Why are you going out? Why are you going out? Quarantine means you stay in.
Well, I mean, if she...
But it puts it in perspective.
Right, I got 1,000 questions for that lady.
Stop making it all about her.
But if... Aren't the rules explained, or don't they send out literature or put anything on the news?
When they tell you to do something,
I think so.
They tell you to do something.
Hands at your side, please.
Yeah, and they're like, just in case, we're gonna padlock you in. Doesn't matter if
padlocked in,
wired shut,
That's serious. Taking the containment seriously, which we ought to do more of in this
country. What about saying America once in a while? It's pretty good here.
Yeah.
All right. I'll say this though: Charles Barkley, good guy. A lot of his memorabilia, when he's gotten it, like his MVP trophy and his gold medal from the Olympics.
I'd love a Suns jersey. Jeez.
He just sends it to his grandmother, and she's got it all at her house, and he never even sees it. So what he has realized is that the town he grew up in, Leeds, Alabama, is in really bad shape. So he's going to sell off his memorabilia to rebuild his hometown. How about that?
That's the kind of guy he is. Probably got 30 eyesores, as I call them, where houses used to be when I was growing up. Either a rotted out house or there's just weeds have overgrown. So what I'm trying to do, I want to work with the city of Leeds. I want them to give me the spaces, number one. I want them to give me the houses. And I'm going to use my own money selling my memorabilia, because all that stuff was at my grandmother's house. I don't even keep it, to be honest with you. And if I could build 10 to 20 affordable housing, I want to do green housing too. Like I say, if I could sell all that stuff, it would be just a really cool thing for me.
How great is that to give back? I mean, that is just awesome.
Yeah, and it's smart, and he's thinking out of the box, and I love people like that. I love people, by the way. I can make all the jokes I want about an auction and the lady that ran it and was that. These are great people that do these
things. Yeah, they don't have to do. You don't have to do any of that. Yeah.
And, you know, nobody, and you know, as my mom taught me, when you do that, you're better off for it. And we all feel that way when we do stuff like that. It's great.
I don't listen to much NPR, but I do like this one thing they do. They're called Tiny Desk Concerts. They'll bring in a band and put them in a cubicle.
This is huge.
And make them just play music. The first one I ever saw was Booker T from the old soul band Booker T and the MGs. And to see mm-hmm. him just in an office, sit down at a keyboard and do what he does, it was thrilling for me. This is pretty cool because I like the band okay, but I love their choice of music. Coldplay did their Tiny Desk Concert with a Prince cover.
The sky was all purple, there were people. Destruction, you know I didn't even care. They say 2000 body overlooks out of time.
All right, explain this to me again. What's happening here?
NPR will do an interview, usually a long-form interview with a band, and then afterwards they set them up essentially in an office cubicle and make them do a song.
Yeah.
And they can only bring in certain things.
And it's called
that,
the
right?
Tiny Desk Concert. What they skipped out, I think, on drums and brought in a small choir. And that's why it's got that rich sound. So, but still, you've got Chris Martin's the lead singer, right?
Great. It's a big deal because they'll come to the headquarters here in D.C. at NPR to do it.
Right.
And so, for example, Harry Styles was in town last week to do his Tiny Desk Concert. And it is surreal because, you know, D.C. is ugly Hollywood. So when a big star is here and there's no concert, like they're probably going to do the Tiny Desk concert.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
I
it's
just
so
hope
cool.
They wash their hands off.
And Mike, I close with this. I really love a joke that makes you think, and I didn't catch this one until the second bounce.
A group of sheep in Northern Ireland recently crashed through the window of a local bank and wandered around the office. When asked how many sheep were in there, the bank employees fell asleep.
Get it? That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh my God, counting sheep.
You can tell that. You can tell that joke to like your kids.
Yeah, or at an auction.
Yeah, it's like half the jokes I learned at my golf tournament I can't tell. Yeah, that sucks.
Hey, that's why, Mike, that's why I played the Buddy Hackett tape today.
That's it. Same kind of thing. Yeah. What you taking for? Pepper. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara saying have a great day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. And so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
The power of Christ compels you.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.